Welcome to Don't Get Offended, a production of the Press Pause Network.
We're back.
Yes, it's good to be back, man.
Oh, man. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. God knows how long, man.
A month. It's been a whole month, man. Boy.
How can we not pod for a month?
Life gets
You know what I was going to ask you today? I was going to ask the stupidest question ever. What topics have you got?
Yeah, there's just
That's
too many.
The stupidest question to ask you.
There's too many, man. It's like so much has just happened that it's just insane. Like, I just, there's a lot. There's a lot of topics, but we're not going to hit all of them. So it is what it is, really, man.
But the world's changed, isn't it? Like, in such a short amount of time. And that. It's probably new laws that's gone on. But yeah, like you said, man, it's life, man. It's been a interesting month or so.
It has. You know, we had birthdays in between. For those of you that don't know, Ryan turned 40. Yep. He's not here again. He's probably still celebrating.
Yeah.
And that was good. It was good. But, you know, it provoked a question, because obviously we went to his party and I just didn't know what to get him. And then the question hit me. It was like, I don't actually know the people I hang around with like that. Because I said to Chris, like, does he drink? What does he do? Like, because
supplements, man, supplements. No, just get him that.
It's just like you've been out of touch for such a long time because you don't show up to anything.
Yeah. Shots fired. Yeah.
No. Bang. Respect. What's it? Respectfully.
That's John, what I say. Man's putting a respectfully on the
end. No. Humbly.
Humbly.
Bro, you know what? Even Siobhan goes, is that John?
Everyone said that to me. Because yeah. Dion was there, he was like, what you doing? I'm just like, rah. So it dawned on me, I need to make more of an appearance and make more of an effort with people.
No, it's because when we were younger, you was at the forefront of everything. And so like, you was the life of the party. If there was no John, there was no party.
No, I was like, going on
back in the day. That's how it was. And then obviously when you retired from going out, then you know.
Now all he does is walk a cocker spaniel in the morning.
That's it.
And I got out. I'm in the country. I started getting drunk a lot. Like yeah. when you stopped. To,
oh no, John, you let you left
stopped going there.
Always getting drunk.
No, John, you left me with him.
No, not as drunk as. That's when you left.
John, the stories. Yeah,
it got worse. Obviously, not now.
It got bad. John, look at me in my face. It got bad, bro. Humbly, it was bad.
Respectfully.
No, so I've decided that I'm going to get to know all of you a bit more better. And also, I'm going to introduce new people. And I've been saying for a while, I need a white friend. So don't be surprised if there's a white boy just sitting there, like, and he's just chilling.
So would he be from Colchester as well?
I don't know where. I'm just going to pluck some white boy Malden. From obscurity. Yeah, just just see how I get on, like, you know. Because I need to know people, man. It was bad because I was probably sitting for like an hour thinking, what does Ryan like? I didn't know. You know what I mean? And it was bad, man.
It was good to see him, like, drinking.
No, it was good. Because that saved
me. And he had a lot of Jager bombs as well.
That saved me because I thought...
He even got the mic as well.
And he was drinking.
And so he was still standing at the end.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's good. But you know what? Jager bombs are light, though, man. If he was shot in the way I would have had him shot in, he wouldn't be standing at the end, bro.
Courvoisier shots.
Yeah. All right. That's what we would have been doing.
Like two shots night. Remember that one?
That was deep. But to be fair to him,
I know you don't remember
that. To be fair, he was drinking. Because what did I buy you?
Absolute Vodka, which I've never drank ever since.
Yeah, I came to your house.
I've never drank it ever since that day. I've never drank it ever. Absolute Vodka was shot in the whole day. And Amaretto, whole day, shot in that. From what, 12 o'clock afternoon?
Yeah.
And then Colin came and picked us up at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Was it 8?
About 8.
Yeah, around about that time.
We was home by 12.
I was finished.
Yeah.
I was. I just about saw everyone in the club for my birthday. Just about. And I remember taking a drink and that was it. I think I remember going to the toilet and that was it.
That was
all right. But yeah.
Yeah, so the story behind him having two shots is not technically true. He had a whole bottle, really and truthfully. The two shots were in the club, innit, afterwards, and that was it.
No. So what was I saying? Two shots.
No.
Because you had two shots and you went home.
No, John. The whole story of two shots. He was outside pumping his chest. Like, two shots. Yeah, that's where it came from. Oh, I don't know.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, you was. You kept slapping your chest.
Yeah, I remember Colin's video, innit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness disappeared.
No, it's not disappeared. It's on a Dropbox. I just can't access it, but I will access it.
No, it's not.
I will access it.
There's no need.
I'll bypass all the other stuff that's on there.
I was like, what was that? 22?
My 22nd, I can't even
my
22nd remember.
Birthday? 23?
No, it could have been that way.
24? 25.
It might have been 25, it was in my 20s. You know? I don't think it was 20.
It wasn't past mid-20s. I don't think it was that. I think it was max 25, I think.
I think it was 25. Yeah.
Max 25.
Yeah. I don't think it was 21, though.
John, let me try and access it, and I'll get the timeline. I think it's 2010, maybe.
Whatever, man.
I'll get the timeline.
Oh, man.
Exposure ring.
So how we been?
Good, man. Good. Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been good. I've been good, man. You know what? One thing I'll add on to the Ryan's party is the rebirth, Cole J, the rebirth, the DJing. So Rapsize is now a catering and entertainment company now.
Good. Doing
it,
good,
yeah. Shut down. Like, you left, but I shut the party down, boy. I went
about half an hour before it was supposed to shut, innit? Because it shut at 10, innit?
No, we finished about quarter to 11.
Yeah.
Oh, it stayed open?
We just kept going, okay. Even the people behind the bar was like, nah, you know what? I know you meant to finish, but no, just carry on.
Ah, that was nice of them, man.
It was good, man. Yeah. It's live.
That was a good party.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good vibes, man. Yeah, it was good to see everybody in one place.
And I came home with a horrible cold, man.
Cold?
Yeah, I was written off for 2 days.
Oh, man.
Written off.
Not good.
Nope.
Not good, man.
No. But good night, but I just written off. It's terrible, but nah,
crazy.
Pretty good night, man.
Good. Right, so we might as well just get into it. There's just so much, man.
There's just so much.
Let's just introduce the show first, man. It's John Alexander. This is Don't Get Offended. You know what this is. Let's get it.
Humble servant of the Most High, Yahuwah. Blessed by the Ruach HaKodesh follower, Yahusha. It's Chris Samuels here to pod. Let's do this.
It's the Colin Palmer, Mr. Burrito King, the Cole J, the rebirth. It's back in effect this year, man. Let's go.
Right. Okay. You know, I almost forgot to do it. I'm going to change this, you know. I don't know.
I've got a couple of ideas.
Yeah?
But it needs
to change.
You know what, yeah? You always hit that same button. All the other buttons, what do they sound like? Okay. And the other one? And the other one? And the other one? Okay.
I think we should go for the blue one.
Blue one?
Yeah.
Oh, boo. Okay.
No. The blue one.
The blue one, John.
Yeah. I'm trying to stop it all. Hold on. Stop.
Boo.
Come on. Boo.
Get off.
There we go. Right.
It goes on for ages.
We'll stop it in a minute.
That's like 15 minutes.
There we go.
The blue one.
The blue one's this one.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted something more
I don't know.
Original.
No, just for this one. Just for this show.
Right, so I've got to start pressing that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Let's do
you
it.
You know, in the short, I forgot, man. Like, you know, like, we usually say, like, you know, what we got up to and that.
Yeah.
Man went on holiday.
Mm. Right, you know,
two funerals.
Yeah.
Two funerals?
Yeah, two funerals.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Funerals are long, though, man.
They're long. Yeah.
What's his name? Putin.
Told everybody told Jesus is black.
Yeah,
that was one of my topics, bruv.
So come again?
Yeah.
What? Putin came and said he's black.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let's get into the show, man.
No, we're going to start right there.
Let's start where you're going to start.
We're going to start. No, I weren't going to start with that, but now we're here.
Let's go.
I've not heard this yet.
Take it away, man.
Let me take off my jacket. Get ready for this.
All right. Oh, did you do the thing?
I've done the thing.
Do you know, because it wasn't
it's
the
not other
the
same,
thing.
Isn't it?
It didn't feel like it happened.
It's not, so like, there you go.
All right, there you go.
Listeners, man, we're just all over the place today, man. Don't watch that, man.
With dads
it's,
and it's long.
It's WrestleMania weekend, by the way.
Oh, man.
And you know another thing? You know what's annoying me?
What?
Everyone jumping on the bandwagon that, now, you know, let me look in the camera, man. You ain't here, right? You're all jumping on the bandwagon because The Rock's back. We've been here.
All the time.
We lived through the John Cena period. That was hard.
You can't see me.
That was hard. Mr. Fruity Pebbles. We lived through that. We are Attitude Era babies.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Texas Tornado.
Right? We were there for the birth of Stone Cold.
Tito Santana.
The birth of The Rock, the original Rock. Mm. The birth of Triple H. You are all jumping on the bars. WrestleMania hashtag, but shut up.
In it. Hogan versus Warrior.
When Bret Hart left.
Yeah.
I got screwed.
Yeah.
He's starting Vince's face, isn't it?
Yeah, we were also there for that fake undefeated streak set by Goldberg. We were there for that.
Hey, don't gun Goldberg, you know, that's my guy.
Nah, it was fake, bro.
Don't gun him, man.
They even said it in the documentary. Nah, they said, right? The numbers kept going up.
I know.
Like, my man was getting numbers, like, he'll go to a chicken shop. Oh, we had a win. Like, just, like, we were there for that, right?
Oh, man.
We remember ECW. You lot all shouting your Paul Heyman. No, we were there for that.
Don't know, man.
Right? So now you're seeing everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. Ah, hashtag WrestleMania weekend. Shut up, man.
I'll back that.
I don't want to hear no one talking about wrestling but me and whoever was there when it was there. We lived through John Cena. That's a lot.
Yeah. That's hard.
That's the equivalent of us Arsenal winning the Premier League and not having nothing for like nearly 15 years. My voice is breaking because I'm upset.
Mr. Fuckingomics. You
know what I mean? Fuckingomics, yeah.
Fuckingomics.
Oh,
my man was just taking a piss out of black people and we allowed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We allowed it.
Yeah.
We lived through that.
We were word life.
Yeah.
Word life.
This is fuckingomics.
And we lived through when Mr. McMahon, Vince McMahon started saying the N word.
Yeah. Yeah. To John Cena. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been through this.
He wore a pink durag, man. When he was wet. I remember he was Wedge as well, man. He was wet.
Yes. We lived through the transition of Stephanie McMahon, who went from okay to a 10. Now she's back to probably like
a 7.
Yeah. We went through that transition as well.
Yeah, average at
Let's
best.
Not forget. Right, we know we're there. The Attitude Era has arrived and it's back. Everybody loves it, and I'm happy that it's just come back, man. I'm
Sable.
Happy.
Sable with the black prince on her boobs. Yep.
We know all this,
man. Sting.
Yep.
Legion of Doom.
All of it. Heart Foundation.
NWO.
That's it.
On WCW.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they came over to WWF. Then they took over the Alliance. We were there for all of that.
Diesel to Kevin Nash.
Yeah, that was random.
Razor Ramon to Scott Hall.
Mark Curry to Undertaker.
Mark Curry.
The outsiders just showing up on WCW.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alandra Blaze dropping the belt on WCW TV.
Yeah. Bushwhackers.
A big thing. We're wrestling fans, that is. So don't try it, man.
Yep.
Don't try it. Mm-hmm. Don't jump on the bandwagon. And yes, there are 3 black women now representing the black women's wrestling.
Give them the flowers,
do
boy.
Do not come here and start talking like you know wrestling. Big up Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Naomi. Although Naomi is the weakest link in that group, but you know, that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah, trust. Yeah. And that Usos match was terrible. Just had to get that one in.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Right, so let's get back to Putin saying Jesus was black. Go.
Yeah, so obviously there are, well, not obviously, but you know, I've been saying it for quite a long time anyway.
So hold on, Putin said that Jesus was black.
No, so he brought out these black iconoclast pictures. Mm-hmm. So these photos. So what they did it's probably like the 1800s. They would paint the likenesses of the Bible characters.
Mm.
Firstly, they were black, but what they did is that they wanted their noses like a bit more thinner.
Yeah. European look.
So, they were called the black iconoclast pictures, which I've seen them already before. The Popes bowed down, or you know, he worships and bowed down to the black Mary and the black JC, Jesus. Really,
Big JC.
Who's really Yahusha. His real name is Yahusha. Just for context, the letter J.
Not John Cena, by the way.
No. the letter J was created 500 years ago. So, I you know.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's in timeline of when I was born. Yeah, carry on.
But so, if my name is Chris, my name is not going to change to another name 500 years later.
All right, let me stop you there. So, what would you call? How would you pronounce me then? Or my name just didn't exist 500 years ago.
Yeah, probably your name didn't exist.
Does John the Baptist and all of that come into it?
Their name is Yakanon.
So my name would be Yakanon.
Yeah.
Yakanon Alexander. Yeah. Hey, yo, Yaka.
Yeah, it's not the one, man.
Yeah, Yakanon.
Yeah.
Yak.
It's Yakanon. Not the one, man.
Yo, Yakanon.
No, but where does the yak come from? Because it's O-H-N.
Nah, so, because the Yah is Yah, Yahuwah, the Most High. So a lot of the biblical characters, they had Yah in their name. So they carried the name Yah in their name.
Right.
Which is why, for example, like Jeremiah.
Yeah.
His name is Yeremiyahu.
Ah. Yeah.
Isaiah.
Okay.
Yashiyahu. They carried Yah's name. So that's why they and Yahusha. That's why Yahusha said, he said in the scriptures, he said, I come in my Father's name, but, and yet you will not receive me, but another will come in his own name, and yet him you will receive. And what he was referring to is, I come in my Father's name, Yahusha, because Yahusha means Yah is salvation. The Shah means salvation. The U is Yah, the Most High, Yah is salvation. That's why I come in my Father's name. And another will come in his own name, Jesus. I come in my Father's name, but you don't receive me. But another will come in his own name, and him you will receive. The world will receive the name of Jesus,
right?
Which is not the name of Yahusha. And people say it's a transliteration. So it was transliterated from Hebrew to Greek. In Greek, it was Iesus. And then to Latin. To near enough closer to Jesus, and then in English, Jesus. So where you transliterate someone's name is impossible. Like, your name is always going to be John.
Mm.
If you go to another country, they can't change your name to Mustafa. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
now
yeah.
All of a sudden your name's Mustafa. It doesn't make sense. But the other biblical characters like Pontius Pilate, how comes his name's not transliterated to another name?
Fair.
Or Satan, how comes his name's not transliterated to another name?
Samael.
So it's
Samael.
But Samuel. But these things are for which is when I say the Ruach HaKodesh, that is the Holy Spirit, right? Kadesh means, so the word for holy in Hebrew, it's Kadesh, right? Kadesh means set apart,
right?
So when you're saying you're receiving the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart Ruach. Ruach means spirit. So you're receiving the set apart spirit. That means you're setting yourself apart from the rest of the world. So what the rest of the world follow, you don't follow that.
Yes, that's, yeah. But right. I live that way,
and
man.
That's how Yahuwah knows that these are his people. These children will always come back to him. So
what if you don't follow anything though?
In
anything.
It's better not to follow what the world do.
Just put it that way. Follow anyone.
It's better because the world.
Too many people do that anyway.
Because not many. You know, we've had that. We've spoken about it before on the show. Like, not many people are going to make it. Not everyone's going to make it.
Nah,
the majority. Yeah, the majority is not going to make it.
No, of course.
100%.
And that's the world. The way the world is going. The world is going this, you know, this reckless behavior, and like even like little things, like, you know, when you're driving and someone just crosses the road, like when cars are driving fast but they're walking slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're not showing respect for your own body,
your own safety. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not showing respect for your own body, which, you know, is a blessing to have. Life is a blessing. To be here is a blessing. To have this opportunity is a blessing. But people don't take that as a blessing
because it's taken for granted.
Hundreds
of times, you know, people, you know, they look at things, they don't understand how creation works. They just think, oh, I'll lay down for a woman or a man, or now these days, test tube babies, isn't it? You can just get it.
Yeah.
So it's not as sacred as it once was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sex is treated as
sport.
Yeah. Like, just, it's just a fun thing to do when really it's procreation. You're supposed to procreate every time.
Exactly. And it's a gift.
I mean, we're all kind of sinners with that. Yeah. Because I mean, imagine how many times you've had sex and you procreate every time. You'd be having kids all over the place.
But this is most I said to be fruitful and multiply. You know, the enjoyers.
Bruv, we couldn't afford it.
we can't afford it in the world that has been created for us now.
Yeah.
Like back then when he said that to be fruitful and multiply. There was, you know, it was a different lifestyle back then.
Right, so there's some things that you have to interpret it differently in order to apply it to the lifestyle of now.
100%.
So if you're reading the Bible, you have to take mind that was said in a different time.
Mm.
If we were fruitful and multiply,
it's impossible.
It's long.
I'll just sign on.
Yeah, you can't.
Benefits.
Yeah. You can't.
Universal credit.
You can't because of the restrictions that we have now. Like, you know, your bills are going to go up. Your household is probably got to change if you had like more kids. If you're in the right financial position to do it, then all means, but like not the majority of us is not.
No one is. Mm-hmm. No one is, bro. Do you know what I mean? No one.
So it's like
it don't matter if you're the richest person on the earth. If you take the amount of times you've had sex in your life, and if you think every time you've produced, even Bill Gates would struggle. Well, I don't know. It depends. I don't think he's.
Has he got it like that?
Boy, who knows, boy?
It's a stretch. it's a stretch.
Please.
I mean, you know that. I mean,
please.
I mean, that money must talk in some ways, boy. Every dark humor joke comes out this one, boy.
So, right, let's get back to Putin.
Right.
So he uncovered. He just told the world that Hitler must have been turning his grave.
No, but apparently, well, the rumor is, like the street said, that Hitler actually knows that.
Yeah, there is an element. I think he knew a lot, and he just tried to defy whatever he found out, or whatever he found out he didn't agree with. Right. So he thought, "Fuck it, I'm going." Because the thing is, he had this thing of, "I'm going to purify the race," but the guy was not blonde hair, blue eyes. that's so confusing. Oh, that's as a black man saying, right, I want the whole race to be white. And then the people that are following me looking at me like...
But you're not impacting what you're preaching.
But then he's got to take himself out again, didn't he?
Yeah.
So afterwards.
I don't think he ever did. I think he lived his life 100%. Nicely.
Apparently he went to Argentina.
But no, you know...
I heard that as well. There is
a documentary on History Channel where... there are Nazis living in pockets of America and they're still following the Nazi way. It's not as like prominent in terms of...
in your face.
Yeah, or they're going to kill you or anything, but they live that way. They follow these practices and it's in America. It is in America. So it's like little pockets. Like you have to really seek them out. But this documentary, they found them and they're living the Nazi way still.
Well, the Nazi scientists, they... You know, they went underground and went
Adidas.
And they went to NASA.
Yeah.
Adidas.
They became NASA. NASA scientists.
Adidas was a big Nazi thing. And look at me wearing it now.
How dare you?
Sorry.
I mean, you know what? See all this talk about Jesus being black from what Putin said. The only news I saw recently that was on Talk TV was say about Jesus was vegan.
I can't deal with this. No, he weren't vegan, man.
He wasn't vegan.
They need to stop with this. But you know what? No,
who said it?
Okay,
two random.
That's believable.
US college guys.
You know what they're doing now? Now this is completely off topic, and but it does tie in. So Marvel they're gonna do the X-Men film, right?
Okay,
it's coming. The Silver Surfer is going to be a woman.
Yeah.
You know Silver Surfer.
Her name is Norrin Radd.
Silver Surfer was in the second film.
Norrin Radd is his name. Is he transgender?
Film in the what's it, Fantastic Four?
Yeah, but forget the film. But
I remember that
Silver Surfer showed in the X-Men. He showed up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And
so that means that Galactus will come?
Yeah, he's coming.
Who's playing him?
Don't know, but the main thing is at the minute, Silver Surfer is now a female.
That's bullshit.
And what they're thinking of doing is changing the story. Because the thing is, if you're X-Men was based on basically what was happening in the world at the time when that was made. So civil rights, right? But they done it in a different way. But what they're thinking of doing, and that was an idea was spinning, they're going to make both Professor X and Magneto black and try vamp it rather than keep living out. Because obviously Magneto came from the Holocaust. That's like, they don't want to keep reliving that.
Mm.
So now they're trying to do the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X thing. So Malcolm X would obviously be Magneto, and Martin Luther King would be, but not like
really going to do that.
Not as a, like Professor X is Magneto. I mean, Professor X is Martin Luther King, but it's going to be
like the same kind of
storyline ish. Like,
yeah.
Listen,
like came from the black struggle.
My thing is right.
Why?
Don't change these things. I know everyone's trying to be inclusive, right? Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
But there's certain things you don't need to change. X-Men. It's
going too far.
I'm happy with the characters being whatever color they are. Yeah, I don't care.
Same. Yeah.
Right. It's X-Men. Like, it's a classic. Leave it alone. Yeah. Yes, revamp it. Do whatever you got to do. Bring it, you know, but leave the characters as they are. And this is the problem, you know, and it brings it back to my point. Now people say Jesus was a vegan. It's like, what are we changing here?
Do you even know who he is?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know.
Don't even
if
know.
If you ain't read the scriptures, then you don't know who he is. Like, it's as simple as that. So stop speculating. They probably heard it from someone else. They
someone on YouTube. Else.
Jesus was a black man. It's highly unlikely he was a vegan. He probably liked curry goat. Just gonna put that one out there. So,
well, I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if he was a real black man, man be yamming that goat, boy.
Trust me. Actually, you know, as we're talking about Bible shows, you know, on Netflix, there's a new one about the Testament of Moses.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it. The characters are wrong.
Is it wrong? Well, they're always wrong.
Yeah. Moses' wife is black. And Jethro was black.
Yeah, but the characters are wrong. Moses was black.
I understand, but there's other people there who are actually black. And that's the first time that they've actually depicted actual black people.
No, they haven't. No, because remember back in the day, there was the film Jesus Christ Superstar, and they had Judas playing the black guy.
Judas?
Yeah.
As the villain's always the black guy. Yeah.
Really?
I bet you Judas Iscariot was white, man. That's the only one I'm really to believe.
So when I was younger... So when I was younger, I actually thought Judas was a black guy. Like, I was thinking, oh, like, I hate Judas.
I hate you.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you're the one. Like,
you know what, right? You know,
but these things, like, that's the thing. These things, they, like, Hollywood have done a massive thing because obviously there's a visual now. So when you see the visual, you can't get that visual out of your head. So that's why it is important to know, like, when you think of Yahusha, when people say the name Jesus, they think of brown hair.
Like, you think of that white guy you go to your nan's house, he's like that.
Yeah. Like peaceful guy. Like guys, stop that. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Man came with a sword, boy.
No, he wasn't like that. He spoke with authority. He offended people.
Mm.
He offended. He would be on this show.
Yeah.
Imagine.
The title of the show, Don't Get Offended. He was that sort of person.
I'd be like, Jesus,
he didn't care
who
offended.
Man, turn my water into wine real quick.
But he was righteous. It was right. He did it in the way where he was righteous, and he told people about themselves. And people didn't like that. People don't like the truth. You know, people don't like the truth.
Yeah,
that's all he was. He was telling the truth about people and about the way that they are. And that was it. And he was preaching the kingdom of heaven, like his father's kingdom. He came here to do a works for his father, and preaching the kingdom of heaven. Like, when they talk about these things about, he's
you know what,
that, it really winds me up, man. It really does.
I'm not going to be real stupid here. You know, like, when... The Pharisees, the Sadducees, all of them used to like take the piss or mock him, or even when they crucified him in the end.
Yeah.
Do you ever think there was a sign of Jesus was like, I could just have my dad just
take you out?
No, he said it. He said, at my command, I could have a thousand angels.
Yeah, he should have done it, man. Just I would have been like, just hey! Come Devon, like, get the table.
He said to them at the click.
Yeah, he should have been.
Now, come on.
He should have.
Like, I've got armies.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But he had, but Abba Father Yahuwa had had an assignment for him to do. And he had to follow that assignment.
That's deep, man.
He was faithful to follow that. Yeah, but now he is the judge. So when we're all held accountable, he is the judge. He is the king. He is the ruler. He is our master. He is the one that we will, that, you know, people be like, you know, like, you know, I pray to you. Like, he'll turn them away and say, I never knew you. And you're going to the lake.
I'm gonna be like, so wait, Jesus, before we start, right? So your dad's the one that started this all. So I don't really want to speak to you, right? I speak to your dad about Adam.
Listen, he's got all authority.
So you're
speaking like that.
I need to speak to his dad. He's got all authority.
Bruv,
I'm coming for his dad.
It's like, but it's like in a company, right? It's like in a company, in a big business.
Don't give me the front guy. I want the CEO.
The main guy, innit?
So the CEO, who rarely gets to speak to the CEO?
Yeah, no one.
No one.
Yeah, but I want
to speak to... You'll get the person who represents the CEO What do you do
when you get fired with that person? You say, I don't want to talk to you. Get me your manager. And I know you do that.
Yeah, I did that back in the day.
Yeah, of course.
But there is.
I'm joking.
But Abba is always about, he's all about order. Everything is order. There is an order to everything, like for in life, in the household, there's order. Like the wife leans on the husband, the children lean on the wife. The wife leans on the husband leans on Yahusha, and that is the order. Like it's the same with birth. There's an order in birth. You have to be a baby first, and then you become a toddler, and then you become, you know, you.
Well, it's like we go in a fat circle, because once you get older, really old, you effectively go back to being a baby again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's insane.
That's a circle.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if you live that long.
Yeah.
To go back to being a baby where you need assistance to go to the toilet, to eat your food. And
that's so true.
It's essentially your baby again.
Yeah.
That's like crazy.
That plays in your mind. That's mad. That's actually true. Yeah, I never thought of it like that, you know.
So I'm saying, man.
Shit.
When I get to a point, man, I can't wipe my ass. You know what you need to do, man. I told Aaliyah. I told my wife. I told you. Ford Fiesta, brick in the car, over the cliff. Let's go.
So can I ask which cliff? Like, hold
any cliff. Like, I don't care. Just make sure I go.
Mersey.
You know the worst thing.
Don't worry. If I'm in charge, we'll be hiring more people to wipe your ass.
You know the worst thing is, you lot will probably do that and I'd survive. I'd be pissed even more. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, no, I tell you, man. But no, see, Putin, that guy's crazy, bro, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the angle is. I know it's something to do with BRICS. I think he wants people to look at the Western world as, you know, as how... How do I say these things, man?
Say it.
That's how people should look at the Western world.
They're hypocritical. We're hypocritical.
So I think there's a certain part of the world, the rest of the world, is. I think he's trying to get the backing in whatever plan is about to go next. He's getting the backing.
I mean, it's gonna go crazy at some point. I don't know when. But it's going to go, because everything's just going crazy right now. Everything on every level.
It is. It's mad.
It's going crazy.
It's mad.
And I think something's going to happen real soon.
Well, I'll tell you what could be happening real soon is the eclipse tomorrow.
But we're not going to see it. It's going to be in America, apparently.
But.
Chemtrails, man. Chemtrails.
What? All right, so.
Wait, is it a solar eclipse or a lunar? There's two different ones.
I don't know what. What?
Oh, just say
I, you know what? I'm not really delved into what type of eclipse, but I've looked at what is like the streets are saying about what's happening in the background. So the streets is basically reporting that
Streets. It's been a long time since we heard this, John. It's been a while, you know.
I
forgot about the streets,
man. I ignore it, man.
Let me go sip some water now. Go on, carry on, Chris.
So remember, I spoke about it on a pod like not too long ago. So there's this CERN.
Parts of the UK will potentially cover parts of the UK with potential views including Cardiff, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Manchester, Liverpool and Leeds. The partial eclipse will last between 7:52 PM and 8:51.
It's gonna be dark anyway.
No, it's not, it's light outside now, isn't it? Because the clocks went
forward. Oh yeah, they went forward, yeah.
Didn't
yeah,
they? Yeah.
Yeah, lost our sleep.
So yeah, so we could, if you live in them country, them not countries, well, it isn't putting much of the number.
It's mainly America, yeah.
Up north.
Yeah. But you know what? Almost silly. Someone in America, some idiot in America is just going to look up. Oh my God! You're not supposed to look up at it.
But the thing is that what they're saying is that they're preparing for like the military to provide aid, to provide care for people, just in case something really goes down. They're predicting wildfires, and these wildfires, I've seen videos of how they're created. Like they go in a helicopter, and you know, there's like a torch lighting up these forests and everything, and then they call it wildfires, climate change, and all of that jazz. But there's a Hadron Collider called CERN, which I spoke about not long ago.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so which is in Switzerland. So they've got a big Hadron Collider, which. It produces dark matter.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what they're saying is that they're looking to switch this hydrogen collider on tomorrow when the eclipse happens at the same time. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's a portal that opens up demonic entities. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if that's actually happening. I don't know if scaremongering.
When you say that, I just think of Infinity War when they all come through the portal in the sky.
But the thing is that these occultists or elitists, they look at things like the moon. They judge things based on the moon. When these certain events happen, these are like rituals to them. So whatever ritual they're looking to plan to do as part of this eclipse that's happening is you know, we'll see what's happening, man.
Crazy.
We'll see it. We might see it.
The thing is, it won't really affect us because it'll be going on. They're doing this thing of plain sight, so they'll be doing stuff and we won't pay attention to it.
Exactly.
You just gotta know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think more America is in trouble, man, than
us. They're
screwed.
I think with us, I think we're kind of the leaders, because I think, like, when you look back in history, Britain, like, we're a bunch of scumbags, man. Like, America is just Brits that didn't want to come back to Britain. That's what it is.
Yeah, I believe war, that.
You know, we kicked out the indigenous people. The British slaughtered them. Yep, they found it, slaughtered them. And then some of the Brits stayed behind. They said they didn't want to go back, fighting the French.
But you know, also, I've been doing a lot of history, looking at history as well, like especially British history. And a lot of people ain't going to like this, but the majority of the kings and queens, especially in the, say, 1700s, 1800s, probably 1500s, they were black. So you had... there are books, and I've got receipts, and I'll share them. All right. So in a lot of the books, so for example, you had Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, like, and it kind of makes a little bit of sense. Like, so you see how her hair is, and it's like they've got to have like that kind of hairstyle. Yeah,
perm looking, yeah, curly, yeah. Shit.
But it's because these were the hairstyles that they had back then. So the Queen Elizabeth back then was black. The King Charles back then was black. You had King James was black, who ever heard of the King James Bible. He was the Black King of Scotland.
Yeah, there was a movie about that.
His daughter was Queen Charlotte. She was black. And if you look at, if you search these figures up and you see them in, like, say, Google, you'll see a different picture. You'll see a white person. But if you read the books around those times, the books give you the descriptions of the people. And then furthermore, there are pictures of these people. Like, even the coin, like, there's a you can see the coins that they had of the king. I think King Charles, you see the coin, you can see it's a black man on this coin. There's a lot of hidden story, that which is why they called that period the Dark Ages. Yeah, because it wasn't because it was a bad period.
It wasn't depression. It was because it was dark people.
It was because it was dark people, darker people running.
Look at that.
That's why they called it. And even the Anglo-Saxons were black. You had the Saxons and you had the Anglo-Saxons. The Anglo-Saxons were black. I got receipts.
Show me that. I want to see that.
I've got receipts.
You got bring these in, man.
Yeah, I've got receipts.
I'll read that.
Well, from one crazy topic to another, we're gonna talk about Diddy, man. We gotta do it, man.
Yeah, nobody take his pride.
That was actually perfect.
That was perfect.
That was a perfect one. Yeah.
Now, before we start, I'm gonna already say this, right?
The diddler.
The catalog is not getting cancelled.
No way.
Right. His catalogue is too vast. And I'm not even talking about him as his artist. I'm talking about, you know, Total,
112.
Biggie, 112, Mace, like,
Day 26.
Day 26. Yeah. What's that guy's name?
Since you've been gone, just can't seem to get right.
Yeah. Like, Jodeci.
Yeah.
Albie Shaw. Black Rob. You know, you can't.
Junior Mafia, Lil Kim.
G Dep. He's just, you can't.
Stop it.
You can't cancel him. Mary J. Blige, Faith Evans, Horace Brown.
That one track of Danity Kane.
Danity Kane.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we
goodness.
Can cancel the band because they were terrible.
Yeah. Yeah,
Is it Dylan or Dylan?
Yeah. Dylan.
That was shit. Absolute garbage. But no, the catalogue, you can't get rid of it.
I'm not cancelling that catalogue because I just think the man himself
is cancelled.
Yeah,
I mean, I've actually got a confession. Last week at Ryan's party, I was trying to play, you know, the D. Bless you. It wouldn't load up.
And it wouldn't load it.
It wouldn't load from iTunes. It was there to select. I clicked it. It was just said error.
They're trying to cancel it.
But I still play my 112, Peaches and Cream.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with this guy. Mm. Right? His house got raided. They didn't take nothing. They raided him. Didn't charge him, right? But he's got cameras all in his rooms in his mansion.
Yeah.
So why are you raiding a house that you ain't charged him and you ain't taking nothing?
So what was the point in raiding him?
Did he fly to another country or something?
He was on a plane somewhere and they kept trying to find him. They couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And then they found him. He was somewhere in the Caribbean, but he weren't running. But it's like, obviously, you knew you was going to get raided, so why didn't you let your sons know? You let your sons be in handcuffs.
Yeah, what's happened with that now? What, his sons have been arrested for the same thing?
Which one?
No, they weren't. What's his face? Quincy. Justin? No, Quincy was all right.
No, what's his name?
Quincy's not even
King,
his son.
King Coombs, isn't it? King.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Quincy's not his son. He's Albie Shaw's son. Oh. Quincy just lived with him.
He was
Kim Porter's son.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like, the thing is, my thing is, you got cameras in this house, you have parties, you've obviously rubbed up very powerful people the wrong way. That was a muscle flex. And they were going, they took something from that yard. They took probably evidence, video evidence of whatever he's got on them, right? but it was a muscle flex. Someone very powerful has flexed their muscles and said to him, I'm going to show you what I'm about. Mm. You ain't, you might be powerful in this little thing you call hip hop, but that's black people stuff. We don't care about that. And I'm going to show you what we're going to do. And I think that's what's happened. Someone's flexed their muscles and said, shut the fuck up. Because they ain't charged him. Mm. How are you going to raid someone's house and you don't charge them? You don't
that's
even.
Weird.
There's nothing come out as to why they raided the house.
Yeah.
Like you had tactical teams, guns to lock. Like that's some fucking Pablo Escobar
did
shit.
Did
they
have it on film?
It was all on the news.
I didn't see this.
I didn't see it.
When did it happen?
On Twitter. It happened what? 2 weeks ago?
Wow. How did it happen on Twitter and I never saw it?
you live on Twitter, man. Wait. So what's happening now? What's happened
nothing,
actually right
it's
now?
It's gone quiet.
It's gone quiet.
He's back home. Nothing. And then someone saw him cycling. He took a photo. He stopped. He was like, yeah, pray for me, man. Pray for me. And I'm like,
what?
Wait, what was up with the white girl that he adopted?
Did he adopt a white girl?
Yeah. Six-year-old.
I don't think he adopted her. I think she was just at the house and he had a video. He had her on live and he was like, you know, telling her to dance or something, or you know, they were having fun, like him and all his family. It was nothing malicious. People were just trying to. The thing is, right? You got to sort the shit from the real shit from the shit.
The
problem is, I saw that video as well, and if I didn't dive deep into the rabbit hole, right, I'd have looked at that video for that's where you fucked up.
There you go again, again.
But
apparently she's
Cassie is the key to this because she's cooperating with the feds. Yeah. So she's talking. So she obviously knows a lot more that's gone on.
Yeah.
But the problem is you've been paid out. So I don't know how that's going to work now.
So I'm saying like she's been paid. She should just be live with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, take your 30 million. Job done, innit?
Yeah, but someone probably like say like a news station, if they matched, you know, the settlement, actually he could sue her, innit?
No, he can sue her because if he's paid her off, there obviously has to be some clause.
Mm.
Right, you've been paid off, fuck off.
Don't talk no more.
Yeah, that's it. I've all deniability now, liability's done now. Yeah. I've paid you off, piss off.
Mm. But it looks like that 30 million is nothing now.
It's light, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nothing.
Because he's just under attack. But the thing is, it's coordinated attacks, which leads me to believe he's pissed someone off very powerful in this Hollywood world. Mm. And they're letting him know, I can mess up your life.
Yeah.
Mm. This is because the thing is, he went, before all this happened, he was in a legal battle, I think, with Ciroc or the owners of Ciroc. Because I think something happened, one of them alcohol companies anyway. And the minute he started this, all of this started going. Mm-mm. So I think they were like, all right, this little thing you call hip hop, alcohol's bigger.
Yeah.
We're gonna fuck with you now. And I think that's what's happened. I'm not entirely sure. This is me obviously looking at things and looking at it differently because everybody wants to jump on a bandwagon and believe whatever. Mm. But what I'm saying to you is your house does not get raided and you don't get charged at all.
That is the weirdest thing.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Someone has flexed their
which one in New York?
No, the one in LA. The
LA.
The white mansion.
So has any of his other houses been raided?
No.
Just that one.
That's the one where he resides the most.
Mm. Yeah, but these things only come out when they want these things to come out. So if it will stay hidden. Look how long it stayed hidden for. But now it's coming out because they want it to come out. So yeah, I think it is.
I think the only way it stops, he's going to have to come to an agreement. Like, all right, I'll shut up and sit the fuck down. You won't see me in the media eye no more. He'll just disappear.
Mm. I don't think it's stopping.
You don't think so?
No, I think there's too much out there at the moment. That is too damaging. And it's the same with R. Kelly. Like for years, everyone was, you know.
But we knew.
It was building. But you didn't think anything was going to happen.
R. Kelly's different though. We knew. Like, and this is what I'm, this is why I have the problem with R. Kelly, right? Not R. Kelly himself. I know he's a scumbag. But I have a problem with everybody else jumping out of the way. Oh, he's a scumbag. Did you listen to Aaliyah? Yeah. Mm. You knew how old she was when that first album came out, yeah? Yeah. And you knew he was married to her, yeah? Because if you were an Aaliyah fan, you would have known that, yeah? So why didn't you say anything then? Where was your disgust then? Mm. You were still bumping that album.
Mm-hmm.
And then to Aaliyah's family, right? They didn't speak about it. They still knew. Don't speak about it, which leads me to believe you are getting paid.
Bruv, we knew about this. It's royalties, man.
They were complicit.
And so I don't have any sympathy.
Even all the parents that sent their daughters.
John, I've been saying it a long time ago. Writing credits. You know how much writing credits are worth?
The minute we stream,
them all writing credits.
Yeah, the minute we stream, they get paid. Mm. Right?
A lot.
So my thing is, well, you know, it's like I cancel a catalogue, but I'm kind of helping the families, aren't I? Because I'm listening to the music and you're getting paid off it. He ain't getting the money.
Yeah.
He's in jail. You get a writing credit. And this is the thing, you sold your children for a fucking writing credit. Mm. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. It's
the parents, man.
I've always said the parents.
So I just think...
this is why I don't like Oprah. I can't stand her. Because when she made Survivor and R. Kelly, made it into some victim shit, bruv, like... She knew. I mean, and even when it came to, what's his name? Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing that I said, Hollywood elite? It's just one small little road. You mean you say that woman didn't know nothing? She knew nothing of any kind? And he was doing all out of a stand. And she was feeding these actresses to go and work for him. It's the same thing. She made Survivor now, Kelly. She made, she even got Russell Simmons handled down as well.
You know,
people like her don't help the culture at all.
See, now I'm going to be devil's advocate here, right?
Go for it.
There is a side to me that does think she might not have known. Only because, I've said this before on the show, none of us can swear for each other once we leave this place, right? None of us can.
Yeah, but John, it's not just Hollywood she was on. It's Hollywood elite club. It's the billionaire club.
What I'm saying to you is though, right? Yeah, I agree.
Her pockets are paid by them elites.
I agree, right? But there is a side of me that still thinks, like, you can't swear for anyone. You don't know what I'm going to do when I go home. I don't know what you're doing. I don't even know where Ryan is right now. He could be up to some malicious shit.
Jaeger bombs. Yeah.
My man could be planning some big moves. I don't know what Moose is doing. You know what I mean? Once we leave here.
Yeah.
So it's don't like...
even what he's doing now. No. You might not be doing that, bro.
So it's like, there is a side of me that thinks maybe... And it's so minute.
Mm.
Because obviously it's Hollywood elites, right? And they're all a bit weird, right? But there is a minute side of me that thinks maybe she might not.
Well, remember when she done that Golden Globe speech years ago?
Yeah,
your time is up. Oh, that just sounded like a pile of shit, man. Even Denzel was looking at it like this, like, bitch, what are you talking about? Denzel. Cooper Gooding, they're all looking like, bitch, you know this. They was all thinking.
It's true. I mean, they're just funny, man. You know what? It's one of them things. It's always come back to the same saying. I'd never want to be famous. I'd want the famous money.
Yeah.
I'd rather be infamous than famous.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in the fame. Like, give me the money and let me go live my life quietly in some island somewhere on my own.
Oh,
like,
you just want to live with bears again, isn't it?
That's
just,
it, man.
Where's it called?
Wyoming? No, Montana.
Yeah.
Yellowstone. But well, even that's a bit racist, but I could deal with that. I got a shotgun, so it's all right, man.
And you got lots of land, so you're not going to see it for one every day.
You'll be surprised, you know. They'll come, black man only loads of land, they'll come. They'll be like, what? You can't have all this land. Trust me, they'll come, man. They'll come. But no, I just, it's just weird. I mean, Diddy, I just think he's pissed off someone powerful, man. And I just think, but his catalogue's not getting cancelled by me. I will continue to play bad boy music.
For life.
Some of the memes.
I know, these memes are.
Some of the memes are deep, you know.
Yeah, like the diddler. Yeah.
There was one where he goes, point of view from a bad boy. No, there was one point of view from a bad boy mansion. And the guy dropped the soap. And as he went to pick it up, there's another hand up. It says, bad boy.
Oh my God, man.
Oh, Diddy, man. Diddy.
Because when it hits the internet, it's over, you know. It's
done.
Over.
He's done.
All I'm seeing is videos of him fantasizing over Fabulous. Then Meek Mill, then Usher was a baby.
Wait, what was the one?
Hear about the 50 Cent one?
Oh, 50's having a world. But yeah, but even 50's in the news.
Yeah, his wife, his baby, man.
His sex worker, sex worker. And then she came out crying. Well,
Slow down. Go back.
Right,
go back.
So 50 Cent's missus.
Ex-missus.
She was part of Diddy's little entourage. She was named as a sex worker in it. But she come out and said, no, I weren't a sex worker. I think she was with him for a little while.
Yeah.
And obviously 50 didn't know this. Then 50 started trolling her. And then she come out and said, you don't look after your, you know the usual, you don't look after your kids, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's like everybody's getting, like Diddy was about.
Yeah, man.
He was about.
Even that video resurfaced, you know, of Justin Bieber and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
In a club. And it looks like Justin Bieber's giving him, what's it called, fellatio.
Really? What is this?
There's a video. That came out like a couple of years ago.
Is this the streets talking?
No, it's an actual video. Oh my gosh.
I've not seen
this. Go on Twitter, man.
I'll look at that later.
No, I'm not. Go on your phone, man.
No, my phone's there. I can't show you.
Get his phone first.
I don't want the algorithms.
I
don't want the algorithms.
Because you know what's going to happen. You're right there, yeah? And my algorithms.
No, you can't see it. You just see.
I was on Twitter, right?
You just see Justin Bieber's face like, come up, like, and Diddy, and they're in a club, right? And Diddy's there in the club, and Justin Bieber comes up, like, turns his face around, and it just looks weird.
Yeah, I don't think it's in the club.
No. I'm not going on my phone.
It's not going to mess up your algorithm. No, no, type in.
Are you looking at
Justin Bieber?
She's already done it.
Is
that Rick Ross? Oh, for God's sake.
Type in Justin Bieber and Diddy on Twitter. God, sorry, John. Go.
I just
he's looking like a bag of money now.
I what was I gonna say? I've just lost my train of thought.
Oh.
He's gone.
Justin Bieber and all that. Oh,
yeah, I had something
just looks wrong. Yeah, like Beckham balls.
Oh no, that's it. I'm interested. You know who I'd want to hear from?
Who?
J-Lo. Because after the club shooting with Shine in there, she quickly distanced herself.
Quick.
Right? And she never really, I think, did she get back with him or she didn't? She had a little whirlwind.
He made that song,
I need a girl.
And then she went back and then she left again.
So it's like, I'm sure she's seen some shit. Whether
She ain't gonna talk.
She'll be interested. Because the thing is, that's a story you could believe because she's quite clean. Right, so she came out and said, boom, I'd be like, see, Cassie, obviously it's very bad what's happened to her, right? But equally, you benefited from that lifestyle as well, so.
J-Lo don't need to benefit from that.
She don't, that's what I'm saying. J-Lo was already J-Lo.
You know, she's with Batman now.
It works different now, right? So I'd be interested to know her views, even though she'll never talk, but her views and what she thinks, and if there's any truth to what's been said about him and his crazy party. Because everyone said there was a time to leave the party. So you'll be at these parties, and you never stay at a Diddy party late, right? So you leave at a certain time because that's when the weirdo shit happens. Like, you know, there's a few people have come out and said
probably
this.
Ring a bell.
All right, everybody, leave now.
You know, I'll be the first one out the door. Certain, quick.
Certain people know what's up.
Yeah.
Other people get caught out.
Don't get caught up in this situation.
Do you know what? Off the topic, since Batman was mentioned, right? It's baffling my head.
Oh, here we go. Don't cuss Batman.
No, man. No. I'm not cussing Batman, right? But this is baffling my head now.
Got it, man.
So Ben Affleck Batman comes out. Then the one with the Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, comes out.
Right.
But then the Flash comes out after that. And then you've got Batman.
And Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a timeline though, isn't it? That's because Flash went back in time. Yeah,
but I thought that when Robert Pattinson came out with his Batman film, I thought he was going to be the Batman.
That's a separate Batman. No, that Batman is based solely
when he was 21, isn't it? When he was younger.
Well, yeah, and also it's based solely on his detective run and the comics. Mm. So Batman is a detective first and foremost, right? So fuck all the powers, fuck a bat suit, all of that shit. Nah, that was later. This is a a magnifying glass on his early years as Batman.
I think this was like the second year as a Batman role.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not, it's completely separate. It's a bit like the film The Joker.
Yeah.
Joker.
October. If you,
looks good.
That looks good, bro. Lady Gaga, okay.
That film Lady Gaga. Is.
Yeah, she's
Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn in it.
Harley Quinn.
Now,
you know, Lady Gaga's a man, right?
Oh, man. No, she's not. No, I can verify that because I went to Glastonbury and she flashed me. Yeah, because she was on stage. I say she flashed me. She flashed the whole.
Are you sure she could have surgery?
No, no. This was before she was big.
She tucked it in.
No, this was before she was big as well.
Okay,
right. She wasn't even on the main stage. She was on another stage, and I remember because we're up there, and I'd been drinking, so I'm like. This woman's just casually putting her legs over and you can just see everything. And it's just like, what is going on here? And I thought maybe I drank too much. But then the person I was with was like, yeah, nah, she's just doing that. It's disgusting. Like, so she ain't a man, bruv. No. I've seen it.
Yeah. You've seen it after the surgery.
Bruv, it was before she was big.
Yeah, you could.
She had no money to do the surgery like that. She had no, bruv.
This was way before the meat dress. Remember the meat dress?
For someone to be that big, they already had her in the pipeline already.
If you saw, bruv, if you saw her set up on the main, she wasn't even on the main stage at Glastonbury. She was on like, it wasn't even the second stage, it was some next stage.
That's how they do it. They don't put you out like straight away, like all the time.
I don't think
there will be some that will be.
She had surgery then.
All right.
Same thing with Rhea Ripley.
Research it.
Same thing with Rhea Ripley.
No. I'm not going to go on Rhea Ripley
Yeah, because you know, innit? Yeah, you saw it.
But.
You saw it. No, but you saw it, innit?
But.
You saw it.
But.
Did you not see it? Anyway. I eat, sleep, breathe.
But, yeah. All I'm saying is, you know, the streets talk, man.
The streets have got this one.
The streets talk like the Michelle Obama one.
Michelle Obama, I can't. Comment on, right? But I know what my eyes saw that day.
Yeah, no.
It was hot, I was drinking, and I saw it. I was probably like south from here, I was probably there. So like the stage was there. So you could just see everything. Yeah. And it was just like, you're really just out here showing everybody your bits. Like, wow. Same. And this was when did I go to Glastonbury? It might have been 2010.
Yeah. There was something about her, I think I remember seeing she had a best friend, and that person did the songs that she kind of that she done afterwards, and I think she copied that best friend's music, and then mysteriously the best friend committed suicide, and then she blew up from after that.
Wait, who are you reading this, bruv? The streets.
No, that's out there. That's a real thing. I don't know what happened to the friend, how the friend died, but the friend committed suicide.
It's always a suicide because of this, and then this is because of that.
It's crazy, bruv.
Life's just mad.
Well, yeah, that's
what I mean. Rituals.
So, did we clear up your Batman question?
Yeah.
Right? So
there's not going to be no more Robert Pattinson.
No,
films.
He is. He's going to he's doing another one. Yeah.
Robin's in there, I think, isn't it?
I'm not sure. All I know is he has signed to do another one.
Mm.
But I think the story's going to be based, I think Penguin might show up in this one. I think. Don't quote me on that.
He will, because they've done a separate Penguin story itself.
Where the Penguin in the last one?
He was in there. You know that was played by Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
He put on weight for that. Yeah. That's,
I thought
he was quite good.
He was very good.
Yeah. He didn't even look like himself.
I think that Batman film was good. I liked it.
It was a good film.
3 hours.
It was a very good film.
It was a good film.
For me to still have it on my on my Sky.
When I bought it was like $5.99.
I've seen.
Because it was just there, I thought, you know, I'll buy it, and I watched it, and it was, I thought I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it
because you know what, with Robert Pattinson, you just think Twilight.
Yeah.
So
he's already got that dark side anyway.
Yeah, and then when they put him in a Batman, I was thinking, oh, he's gonna fuck this up. Ain't
I didn't give it any chance.
When I started watching, I thought, I'm pleasantly surprised.
What do you think of Ben Affleck as Batman?
No.
at the stage where he's meant to be the older veteran Batman.
I like him as the Batman. No,
the one that was in The Flash was just looked terrible.
No, but that was Michael Keaton. That was the old school Batman in The Flash.
No, but he was in the beginning of it.
That was Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Remember they were on the bridge.
Yeah, on the bridge.
And what's her name? Wonder Woman.
He's the older version. The best Batman for me was Christian Bale.
Apart from the last one that he did.
Oh, Dark Knight Rises.
I think he's had enough.
Bane.
Yeah, they just wanted to finish up the thing, innit?
Yeah.
But
okay, it's rap now. It's rap.
I think for me, it goes Christian Bell, Michael Keaton, and then Ben Affleck. The others, I don't give a fuck about. Val Kilmer,
Argo,
George Clooney was in there as well. How did he get that role?
Ridiculous.
And obviously Robert Pattinson.
Christian Bell, Michael Keaton, Robert Pattinson.
Now, but the reason why I haven't put Robert Pattinson in there, those Batmans are based on Robert Pattinson's true. That film's true to what Batman is. Yeah. So it's not even like I don't really class it as the same genre as the others, because the others are a bit more Hollywoodized. This is just Batman
on
is
more ground. Yeah, on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah,
Batman is a very dark comic. Mm. He's not. The way Robert Pattinson portrayed him, pretty much bang on. But Batman fans don't necessarily want to agree with that because it's Robert Pattinson and he's Twilight. I get that too, but
because if he goes outside, then it starts sparkling.
Just whatever, man. Right, we're gonna go on to the next topic, man. Yeah, I'm done with you.
Before we start getting in there.
Right, hold on. I had you know what I want to talk about.
Go for it.
Now we were. Off when this happened.
Sounds different.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just coming in nicely.
It's
like
nice,
this.
It's nice, bro.
Yeah.
Kate Middleton.
Oh, now, yeah.
I don't want to.
But I have a problem. Now, I'm Team Meghan. Always will, always have been. And my simple stance with Team Meghan is, you got some black in you, so that's all that matters to me, right? Is what it is. But whatever's going on, the media went into a frenzy just because she photoshopped some photos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, how is this news?
You know what's funny? A day after that, you know how internet is crazy? They took away her face and put Prince Andrew's face in there. For fuck's sake.
I'm like... Like it was a news, it was a whole news cycle for a week about this woman photoshopping her Mother's Day photo. And it's like,
I think it was more because of a distraction. She's meant to be missing.
She come out and said she had cancer or something, didn't it?
Well, the streets are saying that's an AI video. And if you look at it properly, like she hasn't got a mole where she's got a mole in a certain place.
Okay, well, can we take away what the streets are saying?
Yeah. The chair,
and let's just deal with this.
Let's deal with what we can see.
Let's deal with what it is, right?
I mean, what we can see is what I was talking about.
All right, look, listen. Let's strip it back. So my issue is, I don't care. I don't understand why the media went crazy about her photoshopping a Mother's Day photo. I don't understand that, one. And two, obviously there's other things going on, but we're only going to deal with this with face value, right? One dimensional argument, not
all right. So if we talk about the photo, I mean, why was it so important
but my thing
is, it was photoshopped.
The media's acting like people don't edit photos all the time.
People do. When I looked at the photo, I think the only thing I thought was weird was the kids' fingers were crossed. Yeah.
But who looks at kids' fingers?
It's just weird that they crossed their fingers like that.
I didn't see that.
I thought that's a bit weird.
I think that's the only thing that I thought of. I didn't think anything. I didn't even know what was going on at the time. Like, it's only because every day people started talking about Kate Middleton, and I'm thinking,
bruv, it was why they keep talking about a week.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Mm. And it's only at the end when like the AI video came out.
Right, but now my argument there is forget yeah. that we think it's an AI video. Forget that. Mm. Let's just say that was actually her, and she said, yes, I have been struggling with cancer. So now she's had to come out to stop the media frenzy and tell them something personal about herself.
And after that, nothing.
I don't agree with that. Mm. She should be able to just be not feeling well at the minute. I'm going to go missing for a bit. Mm. Leave it at that. And the media and everybody else should be able to just accept that. Well, because say she weren't ready to release that information. Obviously, you know, we think a little bit different. But let's say this is all true. She has cancer. Boom, boom, boom. I don't think it's right. She should be forced to release that information.
No one should be forced. That should be private. And people should respect people's privacy.
So was that implemented by like the royals? That, you know, telling them that, you know, like please make a statement just to stop all this nonsense.
Do you know what I think? I think personally that obviously you had the picture and then they retracted. They didn't need to say nothing about the picture. Mm.
Do you think that was a clone?
On the bench.
Nah, when she started talking. Do you think that was an actual clone?
I don't think that was her.
Rather than an AI
video? Yeah, I don't think that was her. I didn't think that was her.
I didn't think that was her.
It looked a bit too clean cut.
You could see it's not her. I think when she went into hospital, there was a picture of her and William in the car and the side of her face. You could just kind of see the side of her face. People were like, oh, that's not her. And then you had footage of him and her,
like the next girl, isn't it?
Walking.
And the thing is,
I looked at it and thought, him and some next girl, maybe that's like a helper or something. But I actually saw in the newspaper that it said William and Kate spotted on the newspaper in the shops. I saw it on the Sun. I saw it on another one. I said, hold on, but that's not Kate. Like, and I saw what Twitter was saying. Like, everyone had close-ups of this random, but the news articles are saying this is Kate. So I think that's where, like, obviously they've had to come out with this, you know, that statement. They've had to come out of that because people are
speculating.
The conspiracy theorists and community, or the critical thinker community, have got something like mad going on. Even people who are not even conspiracy theorists are becoming conspiracy theorists. I was on this topic.
I mean, I looked. The thing is, my first reaction is what I said was, you know, who cares? But then when she put out that video, the thing is she should have just not said nothing. That would have been better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when she put out the video, I remember saying to Susanna, that don't look real. That looks, something's not right here now. You know what I mean? You've come out. I mean, there's been worse said about the royal family, but for some reason now you've been forced to come out and say, oh, I've had cancer. That's why I've been there. And everybody just stops.
I'm not buying it.
I think her solicitor even come out and said, like, you know, at that point in time that he's not had contact with her, they actually want to report her missing.
But a solicitor, I mean, how many times are you gonna speak to your solicitor? I don't believe that. I mean, I speak to my solicitor when I want something.
I don't know, man.
Like when I want to, you know, send a threatening letter to someone.
Yeah, but if you're in the news and everyone's saying that you're missing, like. Yeah, but, you know what I mean?
Well, she's not missing. She just didn't show up to events and she took time off because of her health. She said, she came out and said, before this, I'm stepping away for a few weeks. Yeah. Health reasons.
Yeah, but then people are over-speculating, isn't it? There was loads of stories.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't with that family.
Like William was cheating or William killed her.
William can't cheat on
William,
no one.
William did this Look and him. Did that.
Who's he cheating on, really? Like, you know what I mean?
Why does he get a hair transplant?
I mean, yeah.
Well, why did Lil Wayne get a hair transplant? You see the back of his head last night on the WrestleMania.
No, I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's got...
Really? Patch,
yeah,
well, I mean, his locks are bare heavy, so...
Yeah, but it's like, mate, you've got ball patch on the back, you've got locks at the front. What are you doing? Mm. Like, these people actually don't give a shit, do they?
He looks ill as well, man.
He looks like he just looks old. He looks like a gremlin.
Yeah.
Us, man, it's like, listen, I love Little Wayne.
I couldn't hear what he was saying.
He was just, no,
I couldn't hear what he was saying. And why did he even come out? It was just such a short period. What was the point in that?
I don't know.
Nonsense.
For that dead match as well,
I don't know, man.
It's unnecessary.
It's crazy. Right, we're going to do a funny topic now, man. I'm done with Kate, man.
So where is Kate?
Where's Diddy? Where's Kate? Where's Diddy? Right, here's a funny topic now, right? And I saw it the other day and I couldn't stop laughing, right? South London barber apologises for charging more for special needs children.
What?
Oh, wow.
How much did he charge a kid?
£17.
So now my dark humour is starting to rattle me now. All right,
so
carry on.
South London barber Sean Kadir has received major backlash after a sign showing he charges £2 extra to cut the hair of special need boys under 15 has gone viral. Now,
so did you have Tourette's and just kept moving?
But my thing is, right, I'm not being funny, right? Hear me out here. Yeah. Hear me out.
No.
Let's put some context on this.
We are in the attitude era now. Yeah. Hear me out.
I can't defend you if you go.
Listen,
this.
Listen. Oh, right. Okay. If you're dealing with a kid with autism or they're a little bit, you know, on the spectrum and they don't know how to sit still, but you want a proper fade. Like, it's gonna take time. So you gotta take your time. And when a kid wants to act up, you just gotta let him. And then the parents gotta calm him down. Yeah. Then you gotta go in slowly again. It takes time.
It's art, man. It's
like,
artistry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the thing is, right? I've openly said, right, you go on my Instagram. Well, you can't, it's private, so you have to. But anyway, right? Like, what I'm saying is, you see my videos, I say pay your barber, right? Mm. Don't worry about how much it costs.
Shout out Orlando, I met him last week.
Pay your barber, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
£17 cheap. Like, it's cheap. Like,
how much I pay for my trim?
This is what I'm saying.
Double
and
that
I,
now.
I don't care. Like, I want. I pay for the craft that my barber gives. So when I saw the prices, like, I'll tell you the prices, right?
Yeah, show me.
Let me tell you.
Remember back in the day, like, trims were £6.
Listen, this barber is under 10-year-olds cut and style £12.
Mm.
Scissor cut under 15 years old £15. Skin fade under 15 years old £15. Cut and style 10 to 15 year old £13. Special need boys under 15 years old £17.
Special need boys.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
No. Listen, Sean Kadir, you're welcome to come on this show and explain yourself. But I'm backing you on this, right? Charge you £17. I don't care, right? Because I just think if the kid's acting, don't touch me. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, all right, look, I'm trying to cut the hair. Yeah. Like, imagine this is a kid, right? So, so you gotta stand back, because you can't mess up
John,
his hair.
John, imagine trying to do a lineup on him.
And then what if we mess up the lineup?
Yeah,
the parent
just goes up. Yeah,
and if you got a parent like me, I'm gonna kick off.
Yeah.
Right, so he's damned if he do, he's damned if he don't.
Yeah, yeah.
It standardly takes what? It takes about 45 minutes to an hour for my hair to get done proper, right?
Mm. Same.
How long is it gonna take for a kid that don't wanna sit still? Mm. I remember when I was young, right? And my mum told me this the other day. I must have been about 5 or 6, she took me to a barber and I didn't like the razor. So I was like, get off me. Barber was pissed. He told her, like, control your kid. I'm not cutting his hair again. And I got two slaps and boom, boom, boom. He done my hair just fine. And then my mum sorted it out. But what I'm saying to you is he was stressed. And I weren't a kid with all time. I have no special needs. I just didn't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you got a kid that has special needs, doesn't want to get clipped, acting a fool, you could cut him. And then he's gonna get even more like scared.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, £17 as well, that's a bargain.
So then is there
Is there special training that he would have had to have taken? Like for
most
like
barbers, ain't specially trained.
Like a qualification in dealing with children with special needs.
Well, no, most,
oh, man,
most
you just need patience.
Most barbers learn in their room.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help.
Colin learned himself.
Bro,
my barber learned himself.
There ain't no B-Tech that you can take, bro. It's just patience.
Boom. I'm good at this craft and that's it.
No, just to justify the extra £2.
The justification is the kid won't fucking sit still, so it's going to take me longer. That's the justification, bruv. Man's making me lose my voice and shit and shit.
I mean, like, there are like, you know, other ways you can do, like, kind of clamp them down so that they just stay still, maybe that way. You know, there could be some ways.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So it's probably... Imagine
what's it? Silence of the Lambs, where he comes out
and yeah, like, what, you'd be like Hannibal.
Shit. Imagine.
Yeah, but guess what, John? But guess what? So guess what? Yeah, I'm sorry. But guess what? Yeah. The fade would be wicked though.
Yeah, of course.
You'd be the best fade ever.
Dead sit still.
Yeah.
Dead sit still. And this is my thing. It's like, I don't understand why there's an uproar. And it's like, there was better. I'm reading the comments and I was so tempted to comment.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't, because I know what's going to happen.
What were the comments saying?
Like, you know, let me find some of these comments, right? Because it was funny. And the thing is, I wanted to comment, but I just can't deal with the shit, man. Because I'll just get angry. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's no point in me saying anything. So right, here we go. Hold on. Give me a second. And I'll get to the actual... Where is it? Hold on. I've gone past it, haven't I? What a trap. Hold on. Give me a second.
I mean... When I think about it,
here we go.
Ultimately, obviously, it's his business, so it's
here we go. Look, sorry, but an apology does not condone how long you know you've been doing wrong, fool. This is a lot of ignorance in the comments. This is illegal, as someone's having special needs falls under the protected characteristics. Imagine if TFL said, well, because wheelchair users take long to board the bus, let's charge them more as they cost time and money. It's not the same.
It's not the same
because if you're on a wheelchair, you can just wheel on, right? Mm. Another woman says, as a parent of an autistic nonverbal son, who has major sensory issues and finds his hair being cut traumatic. Here we go. So you're dealing with traumatic as well. Mm. I understand the price increase. See, someone's backing it. Yeah, because she understands.
So on one hand, you've got people that deal with... Because actually, saying that, you could have barbers that just say straight up no.
Yeah, and I've seen barbers that do that.
But the positive thing is that he's actually saying, I will do it. But here's my price for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the price is not too much.
It's not £2 extra. It's not unreasonable.
And how many people is he likely going to cut with special needs?
Probably one or two.
Week.
But here's the thing now. These days, barbers go via like appointments.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. So for someone like me and you, 40 minutes done. For special needs kids, you have to probably allow yourself 90 minutes.
Easily. Maybe 2 hours. Maybe. I'm not even being funny. I've seen kids act up in the chair, you know, and I've seen kids that are not special needs. They just don't like getting their hair cut.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I used to go to my barber in Stratford, like back in the day, he didn't have it. Mm. So a kid used to sit there and he'll tell the parents, like, I'm not cutting your kid's hair. And the kid's got half a haircut. Sort your kid out.
Yeah.
And he'll say it straight. I'm not cutting your kid's hair till you sort him out. So the kid will sit there bawling.
Yeah,
knowing that they can't move now, you just got to sit there. So, at the end of the day, it's time consuming.
Yeah.
He's a barber.
You have to pay for your time.
There you go.
Yeah,
and I've always said you're a barber. What's wrong with you, lot, man?
That's true. But you know what? Same thing could be said about air travel right now. They're even increasing. this guy.
Look, this ain't an attack on disabled, but look, listen, I appreciate. Okay, look, let me come from this angle. Right, you're crying. Let me come from this angle, right? I appreciate the barber's craft. Now, like I said before, many videos I do, I've gone to my barber looking a state and then I've come out looking amazing. These people are not appreciated enough for what they do, right? That's how I feel. So when you're telling me £2 extra for a kid that's not sitting still, the parent can't get it under control, that's light work because I charge you 10 straight.
So wait, so how much was it? It was £17, you said?
In total, give me a second. Hold on.
17.
17, right. Yeah.
Okay, so just bring yourself a score, £17, and then just get the kids some hot wings afterwards. Done.
There you go. Or if you want to be, if you understand that your kid's difficult, you just pay the guy £20. Job done.
Yeah, tip.
Because, you know it's difficult. He's under pressure because, A, your kid is special needs, whatever. It's difficult to cut. He's also thinking about the parent. Am I doing it right? Mm. I don't want to hurt the kid. The mum's sitting there. All this kind of nonsense.
Yeah, everyone else watching. Yeah.
I think the main thing is that he's willing to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, but pay.
It's not like he's saying, no, I'm not, I don't do this.
Yeah, pay. Mm.
But what, yeah.
Simple.
I think.
Pay.
Yeah, I think you've convinced me.
And again, so I was coming to this point. The same thing when it comes to air travel, when it comes to overweight / obese people, they're charging for extra seat room.
Yeah,
you have
see,
to do that.
That as well. You see, but that, see, that I have an issue with.
Go for it. Why?
I do. You know, you're on a plane. You know how small these seats are, innit? Like, buy fucking first class, innit? Don't. You know, some of the people, they can't afford first class. They shouldn't have to deal with people crushing up against them and them looking at them. Like, I'm sorry. No,
shouldn't they just buy two seats?
Yeah, well, buy two seats then. Yeah. Right, yeah. Don't moan about other places.
You can't
buy
two seats because you have to put the fasten the seat belt.
I buy so two seats. Well, you just because you can lift in some of the planes, you can lift up the middle handle thing.
Yeah.
So like, even in the cinema, I buy two seats when I go to the cinema because I don't want no one sitting next to me. I do it deliberately.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
That's selfishness.
I don't care. I can afford it. Simple. Like, straight fuck up. It, right? And I think if you are not going to lose weight, because it is a lifestyle choice, it is, right? I'm tired of people trying to tell me, oh, you know, sometimes it's medical. No, it's a lifestyle choice. It's a lifestyle choice. Yeah. I've got a lifestyle choices. I'm thinking about returning back to the gym. That's a lifestyle choice. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's my lifestyle choice.
Yeah.
I haven't got there yet. So I'm not going to blame anyone for anything if I put on weight. It's a lifestyle choice that I haven't got myself to the gym yet.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? So at that being said, everybody knows the standard size of economy, premium economy, right? If you are a beast, overweight, you should play first class so you can have the big space, or business class where you got the space to yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You should pay the premium.
There is no need to be sitting in between two people where your cellulite is literally sitting on this person. The cellulite is sitting on that person. There's just no need for
I'm
that.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Right? Wow, I'm just saying.
Huh? The graphics.
I'm just saying. I lived through the Attitude Era, the John Cena era. I can say what I want.
Yeah.
Right? I've been here.
That's it.
I'm tired of this.
Can't be dealing with that, man. That's disgusting. That's a horrible sight, man. Imagine sitting.
You can't, like, everyone knows airplane seats are just short, small. Mm. I find them difficult, and I'm tall, right? So sometimes I have to get the extra leg room space. So
have you ever sat near the window?
Like, I always sit near the window.
With a seat in front of you?
Yeah, but I've got the extra leg room space.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes people moan when they. Like, another thing, people moan when you put your seat back.
Mm.
That's why it's there. You put your seat back.
Why is it there?
Exactly. It's always there. Exactly.
Why is it there? Yeah. One woman tried to tap Susanna, right? When we was on our honeymoon. Put my seat back. I sleep the whole of the flight.
Yeah.
Right. My thing is, when I get on a plane, don't wake me up. I don't care if the plane's crashing, because if it's crashing, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
why are you waking
anyway.
Me up
yeah.
to experience death?
Death, yeah.
Let me go to the thing. Let a shark eat me while I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I'll die in my sleep with the suffocate my... You know,
water.
So I got the seat back. So he taps it. Oh, can you tell him to put the seat forwards? Dad was like, he's asleep.
Sleep. Yeah, when was the last time that you slept upright?
So it's like, yeah, I wake up, no one says nothing when I wake up. No one says a word. Like, she tells me when we get to the hotel, yeah, that guy, bro, did he say anything then? Hey, you're fat, right? What's going to happen? Like, what? Oh, you know, man, what I mean?
He probably stood up and, oops. Okay.
Yeah. He'd be like, you know, never mind.
Go to the toilet.
Listen, he said to recline, I'm going to recline. And, you know, I've had it reclined back on me. I don't moan. I don't care. Mm. You know what I mean? I just, because for me, I stay up the night before. I go to sleep the whole thing. That way, I acclimatize with whatever country I'm going to. So if I stay up the whole night, like say if I'm catching a flight tonight, and let's say my flight's 8 o'clock in the morning, so I won't go to sleep. I go to the airport tired as fuck, get on the plane, go to sleep. Yeah. That's it. So when I land, wherever I go, I'm already in tune with their thing. Yeah. I'm ready to go. There's no jet lagged. None of that, man. Mm. And that's how you do it.
I've not seen anyone recline in seats for ages.
Yeah, trust me. Well, when we go,
I remember it back in the day.
When we go on your stag, right, you're going to see me recline seats. Yeah. Bruv, look.
and don't wake him up either.
He's asleep.
Yeah. Right, listen, we're done for today, man, because it's WrestleMania weekend, man.
Yeah.
I got to drive. I got to get back and watch the tribal chief. I gotta get back. With that said, my name is John Alexander. Acknowledge me.
The attitude. Listen, there,
don't get offended. I'm out.
Yeah, and don't forget, hit us up on our social medias. Thank you for the follows on Instagram, and continue on the TikTok as well. And yeah. Videos going up on YouTube as well.
I miss those, man. Yeah, I ain't seen one for a while.
There's a lot coming. So, yeah. If you've got any dilemmas as well, hit us up.
Yeah.
You know, in the DMs.
We're all good to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very good counsellors. Trustworthy ones as well, to give you the right advice.
I don't know about that, but...
To give you the advice that we feel that you need.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So why go on... pay some therapist how much, just call us.
Yeah,
that's it.
I mean, Chris Samuels. All praises to the Most High Yahuwah. Hallelujah.
What was that last bit?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I sound like something else. Anyway, Mr. Colin Palmer, thanks for locking in, man. I got two dark humor jokes.
Yeah, man,
because we ain't been here for a while.
Lay it off,
yeah?
Man.
So we're gonna close WrestleMania weekend like this, yeah. This is the first one. Some people age like milk, some like wine, and there is you who aged like a sandwich forgotten in the back of the fridge.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Moldy.
Oh, I didn't hear that, but thanks.
And there's another one. Oh man, this is bad.
Go on, man.
Shall I do it anyway?
Lay off.
For a generation that can't find a good man, you ladies sure do get pregnant a lot.
Nah, he's right though, man.
I just say it's
right.
Bad.
Nah, he's right, man. Nah, we're gonna talk about it next week. He's right, because you lot always like dogging men, but like you keep opening them legs. On that note, peace out, man. Acknowledge me. I'm out.